I should say that we used the GP prescribing database to ascertain our patients. So we took people who'd had a prescription for some form of acid suppressant medication, it could be a PPI or an H2 blocker, for 3 months or more in the past 5 years. Those were our inclusion criteria. And for the power of the study, so we 500 people swallowed this test, we were particularly interested in whether this was just feasible in the GP surgery setting and whether patients found it acceptable. We applied a number of acceptability and anxiety kind of scores. This gives you a flavor of the data, in which we asked patients to rank it between the worst experience ever and a very enjoyable experience. And we got a range of values between 2 and 10. That's because our nurse is so nice to the patients that some people found it very enjoyable. But the average acceptability was around 5, neither pleasant nor unpleasant. And if you ask them whether they would prefer an endoscopy or capsule, 80% said the capsule. And I should say that endoscopy was given to all individuals as the gold standard. So our capsule test was compared with endoscopy performed 6 weeks later. And when asked whether they'd prefer to swallow this device in the GP setting or the hospital, 80% said in their GP surgery.